That's what we do on a Monday morning. And we're joined on the line by Simanga Mkunu, who is the director of Gwena Molapo Preschool. If you travel down Malibongwe Drive and you go past the eastern side of Lanseria Airport, you will notice that there is an informal settlement area there. It's the Refilwe Lanseria informal settlement area. And that is the area in which Simanga and his team work at the preschool. Simanga, thank you very much for taking time out to talk to us on Hot KS this morning. How many families are residing in that particular informal settlement area now?
Probably it's about 2,000 families that are residing around on this area.
Okay.
But it's Refilwe, as well as if you go down, there is Malachi, and then there is Skirlek. So it's different community, but I'm based at Refilwe.
Okay. But yeah. This is one of the poorest community areas in Gauteng. Because in Refilwe, for example, the social workers there reckon that around about 95% of the members of that community are unemployed.
Definitely.
Yeah. There are very little facilities available there as well, I believe.
Yeah, very, very, very. Though we are closer to the place like airport, but you know, I'm part of a previous, I will say previous era where people, they are not having that skill, you know, to be able to get jobs and so forth. So most of the community here, they depend on the grant that maybe if you've got the children, that maybe you get that grant from the government, or those who are elderly, they will get that senior citizenship grant from government.
Simanga, how many kids have you got at the preschool?
At Refilwe this year, we are registered with 76 children that in our books.
Okay.
So, yes.
So you got 76 kids who arrive at school on a daily basis, and they probably the only square meal that they get would probably be through the school. Itself.
No, it's divided into two. Those are the ones that attend, that is from the age of 3 months up until 6 years. So that is babies to the grade R.
Yeah.
But as the church, as we are based there, we've got an aftercare, of which it's acting like a feeding scheme.
Okay.
That now it caters for those from the age of 7 and upwards. To high school, that now they get something for the meal for the day.
Okay.
Yes.
And that is obviously one of the most demanding parts of the job there is to source and find that food and get it into the area.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, courtesy of Hot Cares, Eric and the team at Food Boys are going to be getting into your area, and we are going to be making sure the little ones are being well fed during these difficult times through providing them with top quality nutritional meals courtesy of Food Boys, and Eric has committed to that. So,
hallelujah.
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 Simanga, thank you so much for the work that you and your other parishioners do in our community. You are unsung heroes in our community, and we do take our hats off to you.
Thank you so much, and may God bless you.
Thank you very much for the blessing. Simanga Nkunu, who's director.
Greetings to all the listeners and the viewers and those who have been touched by this, the community. Thank you so much.
Simanga Mkunu, director of Gwena Molapo Preschool in the Refilwe Lanseria informal settlement area. Thank you to Eric and the team at Food Boys who stepped up to the plate once again. And they'll be providing nutritious meals to those little kiddies at that preschool in that informal settlement.